My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. You guys can hit us up. As always, love to hear from you at 913-586-7965. That's the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Here in about 25 minutes, our guy Nate Taylor from The Athletic, our Chiefs insider, going to join us in studio. Be good to have him. We'll ask him, of course, about Mike Williams and potential trades moving forward and just his thoughts on the 49ers, who were also a banged-up team heading into Sunday afternoon's game, where once again the Chiefs at last check are still underdogs. And I imagine that'll be the case heading into game day. Sunday afternoon out at Santa Clara. Of course, you can hear the game right here on your home for the Chiefs, 96.5 The Fan.
Mahomes is pretty good coming out of a bye week. He's only lost two games ever in that scenario. That includes the postseason. So I guess, you know, the one Super Bowl he lost as well. But Andy's also really good coming out of a bye week. They just don't lose a lot of games coming off a bye week. I told you that this one feels a little different because it's like a week and a half since the 49ers last played two. So, like, you know, they're not the only team with an opportunity to do that, so it kind of changes the calculus a little bit, but still, pretty impressive, what they've been able to do after a bye week and what, you know, they continue to do after a bye week under Andy Reid.
A week from Thursday, we'll be out in Las Vegas, broadcasting live, hosting a couple shows out there ahead of Chiefs and Raiders. We'll be at CircaLasVegas.com. You can join us there, broadcasting on Thursday and Friday, poolside at Stadium Swim, where they have six different pools. They have a bunch of cabanas. That's where we'll be broadcasting. The screen out there by the pool is incredible. It's 143 feet long. It is nuts, and the weather's going to be great out there. Friday night, we're hosting a happy hour where we'll give you a chance to win game day tickets, also a chance to win a day bed, plus just RSVP for the party gets you a free cocktail. So if you're going to be in Vegas, if you're still on the fence, maybe you check last-minute flights. If you know someone that's going to be out there, hit us up, 913-586-7965, and we'll be sure to send you the RSVP link and let you know to hang out with us at Circa. It is going to be a ton of fun. We'll fly out after the show on Wednesday and then do a couple shows out there. And enjoy the weekend, man. It's going to be a World Series weekend, college football Saturday at the book, and then, of course, NFL Sunday.
It's going to be a great time, obviously, so please come join us. As he said, if you're thinking about going next Friday, or you're pretty damn sure you're going to be there, just let us know if you want the RSVP link, and we'll get you set up so you can come hang out with us at Overhang Bar on Friday night or by the pool on Thursday or Friday. That sounds fun, too. Either way, let's do it.
Just do the show in swimming trunks. It'll be 8 a.m. when we're on. We're on 8 to noon out there. Just have the trunks just in case mid-segment. I say, you know what? It's a little warm in here. And just jump in the pool.
I almost feel like you have to do them in swim trunks the whole show. I don't. Maybe I'm wrong.
As soon as the show's done, go hop in. Yeah.
Or like short trunks under the shorts so then you can just You know what I'm saying?
That sounds really uncomfortable.
Well, sure. I'm just trying to think how you want to just go to wear
it. I'd just be in swim trunks.
The whole show. 8 a.m.?
Who's going to judge me?
A little chilly out there. I don't know.
Did you bring a blanket?
No, I think the cabana's heated.
Oh, it is. Yeah, they got little heaters in there. They're quite nice.
If you RSVP, you get a free drink and an additional drink from me. I'll tell you this. If you are listening to right at this second, and you make it out there, and you come up to me and say, hey, I listened to your show on Tuesday, October 15th, I'm here.
108.
I will buy you an additional drink. That is true.
Wow. Yes.
The texter, that's true. If you come out to Vegas and you are hearing me speak right this second.
No triples.
I'll get you an additional drink.
No, oh, what a guy. Look at Alex. Man of the people.
Yeah.
Alex will do that.
There's 75 people that are like, hey, 108.
If they were hoping this was going to be a train thing and I was going to like chime in and be like, and I'll do it too. Yeah. Not this time. You know,
you're not on board with that?
No, not this time. Got the wife coming out. You know, we got to be spending our money on our drinks. Sorry.
Oh, damn.
Sorry.
Wow.
You know, don't know what to tell you. I bought drinks before, I'll do it again.
Do you have any big plans in addition to the stuff that we're all doing
still
together?
Still working on that.
He's spending his money somewhere else too.
Stuart, no, I'll be on Circa. Are you kidding? I'm going to be at Circa for a
few. Yeah, multiple restaurants. There's no reason to go anywhere else, honestly.
Yeah, I can go eat at 8 East or Barry's. I got choices there.
There's
Saginaw's.
Establishment that you can.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that kind of establishment. Yeah, I got to save my money for the strip club. You know that.
Take your wife there, too.
Also, this has to be a family show moving forward.
Excuse me? I came. that's funny.
Bad news. This has to be a family show moving forward. I came home yesterday. And the very first thing my son told me, proudly, I might add,
yes,
came straight up from soccer practice, said, hey, I listened to you on the radio in gym class today. And I thought, well, that
what?
Almost borderline who's can't
the, who's
be
the
good.
Teacher?
Listener of the show.
They're listening to our show in gym class with
Desmond.
7-year-olds around.
He's not great at dissecting. Like, you know, he's sick, so he's not great at, like, dissecting every part of the day. It is unclear to me if perhaps the gym coach was just listening to part of the show before as the kids were walking in and then turned it off and he just happened to hear because he knows my voice because I'm his dad. Or I don't think it was on, like, the whole time. I'm just telling you, he said he heard me on the radio during PE yesterday. He was very happy to tell me. I said, and then my wife said, hey, did you tell any of your friends that that was your day? I said, I did not. So that was the end of the acknowledgement.
We have some breaking news in the NFL. More wide receivers getting moved today. Earlier was Devontae Adams to the Jets. Now the latest from Jordan Schultz. Amari Cooper to the Bills, which stinks because he was at the top of the list, in my opinion, for the Chiefs to target. That's a really good trade for the Buffalo Bills. Now they got Amari Cooper with Keon Coleman with Khalil Shakir because I think Curtis Samuel has been a non-factor, one of their big offseason wide receiver additions.
Dalton Kincaid, too, and then tight ends.
Yeah, that's a really strong move. That's a good counter if you're the Bills to Kansas City. It's a good counter to the Jets, who you just beat last night for trading for Devontae Adams. So the list gets thinner. Now you're down to the, you know, presumably the DeAndre Hopkins, Darius Slayton, Deontay Johnson, Mike Williams. Is of the world?
Yeah. I mean, that was the best name in the market. So do I love that he went to a different AFC team when yesterday I told you there are only four teams to care about in the AFC. Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, right, as the ones we had previously mentioned. And then who am I forgetting? Bills, Chiefs, or Texans. There are only four teams to care about in the AFC. Well, that remains true. And they did not look particularly strong over the last couple of weeks offensively. Look like they're searching for stuff out of the wide receiver unit a lot. I hate it. It made the Bills tougher. And by the way, they're a damn lock to win the AFC East. But this reopens them into the conversation as a threat for the number one seed. This makes them significantly better at their single weakest point. They're also more desperate than the Chiefs. They have to make bigger plays like this goal. They've never won a Super Bowl in their franchise's history.
It's fair. Yes, they absolutely, and they should if you're the Buffalo Bills. I just think Amari Cooper, we haven't seen, have you guys seen an update on the compensation yet? That's
no,
what I'm fascinated
no,
by.
From anybody.
Financially, it's not going to be bad. We it's the final year of a contract. So, and he's he's an older player, gets out of Cleveland. He actually has a real quarterback to throw him a football, which will be good for Amari Cooper. The question will also be for the Browns, not necessarily directly with the Chiefs, would be, all right, are they willing to trade anybody else? Are they willing to trade Miles Garrett or bench Deshaun Watson now that they're done? But I haven't seen the exact compensation from Schultz or others.
Yeah, nobody's said
yet. We know Devontae Adams just went for a conditional third. Amari Cooper, and conditional fourth or fifth? A conditional fifth round pick, something like that is what we're thinking. That's just my guess. That's a really good trade, though, for Buffalo. That sucks.
Don't know him very much. He is a pending free agent, so you're not. It's a rental. You're not getting Amari Cooper in your building forever. But the wide receiver, like, if you're the Chiefs, you can't love this because the wide receiver market is on the move early. We are 3 weeks to the day, 3 weeks before the NFL trade deadline. And the two biggest names that were going to be available at any point, unless for some reason you think Miami's trading Tyreek Hill, and I don't, the two biggest names that are available on the market have already been moved. Devontae Adams and Amari Cooper, they're gone. So you're already on what I deem is the second tier of wide receivers. Amari Cooper was in an S tier by himself of realistic targets for Kansas City. Now you're already down to the second tier. Is Darius Slayton available? Is DeMarcus Robinson available? Maybe you think he's third tier, but the point is there are some other guys floating around there that's possible. So I just,
it's a strong move. There's a chance we might have three wide receivers traded this week, guys. Adams and Cooper
that's
already.
It?
No, this week.
No, I was
Cooper
just,
and
sorry,
Adams, and then Mike Williams, I think, could get traded. You were reacting to the compensation and what the Bills gave up. Go ahead.
Pick swap in the third round.
Yeah.
So they didn't actually even technically, they just, well, I mean,
third round.
Cleveland's
going to, you know, the Buffalo Bills, what do you call it, are going to pick anywhere from what? 20,
oh, think? I'm sorry. It's a pick swap that includes getting a third round pick. I was confused.
Oh, okay.
So we'll
see. It's a third round pick.
Yeah. Yes.
Because the pick swap would have been worse for Cleveland.
But the question is it for a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh? Those would be the questions that kind of come with it. So it's a third round pick, but maybe a little bit less than that in the value chart, depending on if they got a fourth back, a fifth back,
so
a sixth back,
whatever. And a swap.
Correct. Yeah. Third round pick, and then maybe a pick swap somewhere else, right?
I was going to say, if it was just a pick swap, they swap picks, but they lose Amari Cooper in the same breath,
that's how I'm reading crazy. It, at least. Yeah, I mean, that's how I'm...
I'm sorry, what time machine is
Rappaport sending a third round pick in a pick swap? That's how it's phrased.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that everybody doesn't follow sports as closely as us, because somebody from the 816 just said, I'm going to call up Carolina for DJ Moore. DJ Moore has not been on the Panthers for a minute. He is a Chicago Bear.
Wasn't he on the Bears last year too?
Yes. He's been a Bear for a year and a half. That's fine. Doesn't matter. Sometimes people don't follow as close. That's fine. The point is, who is your top? Is it Slayton? Who's your top wide receiver?
Well, Hopkins is still, I think financially it's not realistic, but Hopkins would be my new one.
But he's tier two, right? He's below the Amari Cooper tier.
Yeah, right, Amari Cooper was top of the wish list. I think Hopkins is still on there. Darius Slayton and Deontay Johnson would be the next two that I would be interested in. Mike Williams and the DeMarcus Robinsons are much lower. I just think with Mike Williams, you might have to actually make that trade this week if you actually were interested. Because I think the Jets are going to want to move on.
Does that make Deontay Johnson the most valuable wide receiver now on the market, other than DeAndre Hopkins?
He's probably the one playing the best, because he's playing better than DeAndre Hopkins. But we all know that Will Levis is throwing him the football. I can't technically look at a stat sheet for DeAndre Hopkins this year and decide whether he's washed or not. Right? Will Levis is creating a new meme every week. I don't know if DeAndre Hopkins has the goods anymore. I got no idea. He might as well have gold throwing him the football every week. I mean, it is a useless quarterback.
Way less creepy, too. So, way less creepy.
I do think you would be making some of the same, like, Will Levis faces if, like, you were back there quarterback. You'd be looking, like, in just personal agony all the time if you had to stand back there. Do you think you'd make it five snaps before you got injured for the year?
No. No.
Not even five snaps? No. What if you just got good protection?
I was going to say, I think if
they're going to put the hell out of you.
Snap the ball, immediately throw it away. I mean, snap, throw, immediately. No, the minute you drop back, you're screwed.
Well, I'm going shotgun. I'm not trying to drop back in addition to it.
So you're going to catch a snap from an NFL quarterback with Miles Garrett chasing after your ass. Good luck. Yeah. I just saw Lamar Jackson fumble a snap out of shotgun.
I don't think I'd get five.
You're waiting for Mike Williams to run up the seam properly. You need to wait a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. Five is, you would think you could, but you need
now
protection.
The text line speculating that MVS is going to get traded back here the same way they're doing Mike Williams.
No chance.
What would be worse, Kadarius Toney or MVS?
Kadarius Toney. Absolutely. Absolutely.
There is no receiver.
MVS came up with hit catches in the playoffs.
There is no wide receiver in the NFL I'd rather have less than Kadarius Toney. I mean, I cannot express.
Yeah. I guess he's technically not on a roster, so that was unfair.
At least MVS has had like a 900-yard season in the NFL.
All right.
You know.
So there you have it. Big trade again. That's two today. Davante Adams to the Jets and the latest Amari Cooper from Cleveland over to the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, it's been an active day. As someone said, yeah, we call the 49ers about Jerry Rice.
That's a good text.
I just look, maybe the person was making a joke and I just can't. Maybe. It's hard to read in the text line. I don't know.
Maybe they meant Chicago, and Chicago's not trading DJ Moore either, but maybe they meant Chicago. Yeah. The Bears, who are 4-2, are not trading DJ Moore.
I do think it's important that we get to the single best audio.
Yeah, we've been meaning to get to this. We've had some breaking news throughout the show that keeps pushing back the Jerry Jones stuff. So we all know the Cowboys got embarrassed on Sunday. Yesterday we played you the audio of Jerry Jones, which I thought was good as well, right?
Do you think I'm an idiot? Do you?
Do you? But he was on our sister station down in Dallas, The Fan, also The Fan, right? See how that works? And he goes on there weekly. It is a trend. And he was asked about, of course, their start to the season. There's a lot to get to. I mean, where do you want to start? Basically, he was upset with the line of questioning. And there's a lot here. Should we just play the summary? We'll get the shorter clip of this, and then we can get to some of the other stuff. This was Jerry Jones talking on The Fan down in Dallas today.
Now, if you think I'm interested in on a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me, to talk about this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. You're not going to figure out what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are, or any 5 or 10 like you. You need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses.
Jerry,
okay? Y'all really think you're going to sit here with a microphone and tell me all of the things that I've done wrong and without going over the rights?
Well,
now, listen, we both know we're talking to a lot of great fans and a lot of great listeners. And I am very sorry for what happened out there Sunday. I'm sick. About what happened Sunday. Now, I'm not talking to these yahoos on the end of this phone. I'm talking to you, the fans that are listening this morning. And we can spend a lot of time going over zigging and zagging. One of the stupidest things I've ever done that anybody has ever analyzed is by the Cowboys. It was an idiot that did that. So idiot things can turn into good decisions, okay? Smart things can turn into bad decisions. The facts are that when you make one, you don't really know whether it's going to be good or not at the time. So let's just go ahead. I'm trying to answer your questions, man. You want some conversation this morning? You're getting it.
Jerry Jones on The Fan. Look, by the way,
he tried to fire someone in that interview.
He was referencing
how people
called him stupid when he bought the team in the 70s or whatever. Look, nobody's questioning from a business perspective. People are questioning and saying you're bad at making football decisions, Jerry. Business-wise, no. In fact, the Dallas Cowboys from a marketing angle, that's all I think you really care about deep down. You're making plenty of money. The Cowboys are an international brand. All that, nobody's questioning your business sense. Clearly.
We're questioning football sense.
Yeah.
The one that killed me is, he's like, I'll get somebody else in here to ask the questions, and then the host laughs.
I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man. I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding. I would not feel good about my job security if Clark Hunt had just said that to me. Or if we had J.J. Piccolo on earlier in the show, he said, I'll get somebody else to ask me these questions. I'd be like, okay. And he's like, I am not kidding.
I will say this. Jerry Jones was the most Southern hospitality in that answer. He could have gone off. He could have started yelling. He was he was quiet.
He just called.
You've got to be smoking something over there this morning.
Quiet and to the point.
And I'm not talking to these yahoos on the end of this phone. I'm talking to you, the fans that are listening. This
the yahoos, fans and the man, listeners. Love it. Yahoos. I'm not talking to you two idiots with a microphone.
Don't really think you're going to sit here with a microphone and tell me all of the things that I've done wrong.
Do you think Andy Reid's wanted to say that to you one time?
We have three all-timers from Jerry Jones this year. Three all-timer moments.
It's been a fun week for Jerry, for us at least, not for him.
I just, like...
We didn't even get to the Jamie Foxx video from practice.
We didn't even play that.
Where that was interesting from a week or so ago on Instagram Live when he was watching, I think it was former K-State running back. Oh my gosh, name's escaping me. Help me out, guys.
Deuce Vaughn.
Yeah.
Full details, by the way, are up. If you missed the news, the Bills have traded for Browns wide receiver Amari Cooper. It is a pick swap. The full details. Buffalo gets wide receiver Amari Cooper and a sixth in 2025. Cleveland gets a 2025 third and a seventh rounder in 2026.
Okay. So yeah, that's a great move for the Bills.
Third rounder, though, I mean, I guess the question is always the inevitable. Forget this. Would you have given up the Chiefs' third round pick in order to get Amari Cooper?
Yeah, I would have done the same trade.
You'd have done the third.
I would have done the same trade. Absolutely.
That's right at the peak end of the amount of compensation I would have been willing to give up at Amari Cooper. I would have wanted to sit around and think about it before I coughed up a third. I was kind of hoping for a fourth if he was on the move, just knowing they put the position that they were in, and because you're not getting a long term thing out of it, unless the Bills are planning on getting him an extension.
Flacco and Deshaun Watson last year, he had 1,200 yards. He had 1,100 the year before. I mean, so far this year, 24 catches, 250 yards, two touchdowns. But
for how much it's going to cost, the Bills have some of that space. Is that right? They're not paying any wide receiver like that.
Khalil Shakir is their best receiver. Now Amari Cooper is their best receiver. Khalil Shakir, number two. Curtis Samuel was a free agent signing that I was interested in here, and he hadn't done a damn thing for the Buffalo Bills. He's been awful. Been a non-factor for Buffalo.
Yeah, he hasn't mattered at all. I like the deal better if they give him like a couple year extension, but he's 30, so they might not want to get in that game.
You're right, though. You asked me about the compensation, though. Like, would I have done it? Yes. Would Brett Veach have done it? Some might say, well, clearly no. That doesn't always mean that they weren't in the conversation. Like, I would love to know if we find out the Chiefs were actually calling the Browns or not. That would be more compensation than the Chiefs typically give up. You know, what was the Kadarius Toney?
They gave up a third for Kadarius Toney.
What was the Kadarius Toney comp? That's what I was trying to figure out.
They gave up a third round pick.
Yeah.
If I compare it to the Kadarius Toney trade, then I give up a lot of things for a third round pick.
Right.
Amari Cooper is obviously a significantly better wide receiver.
And Amari Cooper is also making more money. So you're giving up, you know, you're Amari Cooper making more money than I believe what Kadarius Toney was making.
And the truth is, the Chiefs probably have to give up more than just a third round pick. Theirs might have to be a fifth rounder instead of a sixth rounder because their third rounder does not hold equal value to the Bills' third rounder. On the street. The street value of that pick's
give or take like two or three picks. I mean, the Bills are not picking 15. The Bills are going to be picking 25 to 32 as well.
If you look at the
picks
as well, it just
has less street value.
If you look at the picks for the Chiefs, they have an extra third round They have the extra third round pick from the Snead trade. They have an extra seventh round pick from the Snead trade. So...
Yeah, would have done it.
I mean, I think that might have done it where, forget the swap, you just say, we're giving you a third and a seventh, we want Amari Cooper. Because that pick is from Tennessee.
This also comes down to
Tennessee's third round pick. It's not the Chiefs.
This comes down to a simple thing too. That if you were Cleveland and both teams offered you equal compensation, you're like, screw that. I'm not giving them to the Chiefs. You know?
Yeah, I don't like the Browns. But the Browns. What do the Browns care?
I'm just saying, if it's equal compensation, nobody wants to help the Chiefs. We've talked about this. It's harder to trade if you're them. That's all. By the way, Amari Cooper is a Bill, and I don't like it.
MVS could be cut and come back home. That's two texts now that say MVS.
Nate Taylor.
Man, we are desperate. We're talking D-Rob and MVS.
No, the two people on the text line are talking that. I'm not talking about MVS coming back. No. Text line might be saying that. I'm not talking about MVS coming back. Absolutely not. Up next, Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from The Athletic. Obviously, we're going to talk more about this with him next on Cody.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gold. All right, back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you on 96.5 The Fan, reacting to the breaking news. If you're just joining us, a couple big trades in the NFL today. The most recent, Amari Cooper out of Cleveland. He has a real quarterback that's not a creep throwing him the football now. He's in Buffalo.
It hurts because, boy, that's a major upgrade. I have decided, by the way, as it relates to Deshaun Watson, before Nate Taylor plugs in his headphones and we talk about it, I've actually changed my tune. I actually think Cleveland should start Deshaun Watson the rest of the season. Would you like to know why?
Yeah.
I believe sure. He deserves to be publicly shamed.
I think he
for
has
the
been.
Rest of the season. He's got to wear that for the rest of the season. I want every week they talk about how bad Deshaun Watson is at his job for the horrible things he did in his personal life. I'm glad. I hope he starts all season to be publicly shamed for the things he's done.
Oh, my God.
So a third-round pick and a pick swap for Buffalo. Earlier in the day, we know Devontae Adams traded for a third-round pick.
Yes.
Conditional, I guess it is.
Yes.
I said that wrong. So I guess the Cooper one's not conditional. It the Devontae Adams is an actual conditional pick. Nate Taylor.
Yes.
From The Athletic, hello. Our chief insider. Let's just start. Let's get right into it, and we can get to some other stuff.
Uh-huh.
Your reaction to both trades, in particular, the Cooper one for me stings because he was just at the top of my wish list for Kansas City, and I don't think the compensation is all that crazy. We know financially it's only $800,000. What's your reaction, and did you hear that the Chiefs were maybe in on Cooper?
No.
Okay. Nope.
Zilch, interesting.
Nada.
Why not?
Hadn't heard it. You know, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. They just weren't, you know. Now, I would say there are other options still available.
Okay, Deontay Johnson.
Okay, now, this is DeMarcus Robinson. It's going to be D-Rob. Just accept fate, I guess.
Nate runs forward. Go ahead.
Yes, real quick, how did you describe Deshaun Watson again? So I can keep it in my memory for the rest of time.
He has a real quarterback that's also not a creep.
Not a
anymore,
creep.
Now in Buffalo.
Wow. Not a creep. I mean, before I plugged in my headphones, ladies and gentlemen, I bursted into tear laughter because that is an amazing way to describe Deshaun Watson. Not a creep. He is a creep. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, is the quarterback a creep? Can he get me the football on time? Great. When can I pack my bags? Now? Great.
I think what I hate about it from the Chiefs' perspective is last night I watched the Bills, and they didn't look like great, but like you can see, you're like,
oh,
I watched last night.
They have a problem.
Yeah, I watched last night. I'm like, damn, dude, Josh Allen does some crazy stuff.
I mean, dog.
Considering who he doesn't have. Like, I get blown away by Josh Allen.
Yes.
Even though he's throwing to nobody. So I'm like, damn it, they got somebody? That sucks.
Right. Now, what's my... Okay, here's my full reaction. I don't believe the Chiefs were in on Amari Cooper. Okay. That makes sense because, again, as I said earlier, there are still other options. This is actually good for the Chiefs, though, because it now gives you, as I've talked about before, a baseline as to what the market is from a trade compensation standpoint if you are to trade for a receiver, whether that is DeMarcus Robinson or Tutu Atwell or Deontay Johnson or
Tyreek?
DeAndre Hopkins?
You say something cool?
Darius Slayton?
Oh, okay.
He's looked good Slayton. The last 2 weeks when Neighbors has been out. I don't know if that's just a product of that, but he's been impressive.
I just want to keep reminding people that Darius Slayton exists, and I think you should look at him. I think you should watch his tape and, you know, see what happens. Now, of course, you need both parties to agree to this. Of course, the Chiefs and the Giants have already executed a trade before with Kadarius Toney. Slayton is not Tony, okay? not from a dynamic standpoint and from a mercurial standpoint, but he is a functional, really good NFL receiver who is working right now under Mike Kafka, who could, you know, say a nice word or two to Andy Reid and Matt
Nagy. And also at least maybe some similar verbiage.
Correct.
What about the other name that suddenly is available because of the Devontae Adams trade? Mike Williams, former Charger, coming off an ACL injury. No, I agree.
Stop it.
I agree. I said
Someone earlier was trying to get MVS here. Don't listen to that. You know,
I said he would be below D-Rob.
At least
MVS
can run
list.
Straight and knows the offense.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's fair.
And if you just, you know, what's the word? Hypnotize him to believe it's January, then look, it'll be a great trade.
Yeah.
But nah, stop it. I mean, when Aaron Rodgers throws you under the bus, you're done. The career's over. It's a wrap. Man. I said it in the offseason. I was like, who are you competing against, New York? Like, they being the Chargers, released Williams because he was hurt, because he's always hurt. Sorry, it's just the injury history. And by the way, you can't pass a physical. Wait, suddenly he's going to pass yours?
Yeah.
Okay, which means obviously he wants to get back on the field, which obviously means you're going sooner rather than later, which can lead to what? More injuries, more inconsistent play, and your quarterback saying, get him out of here. And where is Devontae? Immediately upon, like, he stepped off the podium last night, guys, and they were trading for Devontae Adams after he just said, get this guy off my team. Crazy work by Aaron Rodgers.
But he has Nate, he said last week, he told me last week he has no say in any decision making with that franchise. So
this man said, I love Robert Saleh. I said, get this man off my screen, Pat McAfee. Actually, keep him going because it's great.
It's good content.
It's amazing content.
It is entertaining.
But get him off. Come on. We know you're lying. We know it. Okay. You shoved this man in front of all of us and then said, no, I actually love Robert. Sure. Sure, my guy. Their season's cooked. It's cooked. It's absolutely cooked, guys. I'm telling you, their defense is not as good as you think it is.
Offensive line's bad.
And trying to, Ben, did you see some of the hits he took last night?
He looked miserable.
Dog, he's 40, and it hurts.
I ain't like waking up. I'm 40. Am I getting hit?
So congratulations, honestly, to the Las Vegas Raiders. You won this trade on sight immediately. Like, there's no way, I believe, Devontae Adams is going to make that big of a difference because to what we talked about earlier, he's 40. He's getting hit constantly, and I don't think the Jets' defense is as good as people want it to be. Like, again, with nobodies, Josh Allen beat them.
Is it? It's really early in the trade market. It's 3 weeks to today.
Yes. Before,
but already, names are getting moved.
Yep.
So the market has started earlier than it typically does. Do you think it just pauses for the next week and a half, 2 weeks? Or do the small names start going too? Because some of these teams,
that's a great
the Giants
question.
Are only a game and a half back in the division.
Right.
They probably want to drag their feet just in case Dallas keeps slipping, whatever. Mm-hmm. Some of these teams are going to want to play the game a little bit, but I'm just curious if this ignites the market for the teams that are looking to trade.
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know if it necessarily ignites it, but it does keep the conversations going. And generally you would want to make the trade. If you're trying to be early, you'd make the trade either today or tomorrow, right? Cause then you get the guy in the building and you can at least go through the install for this week. I'm not saying Devontae Adams is going to play on, when is their bye week? They had their bye week already.
It's this week.
Okay. So that, okay. Easy.
I think. Right?
No, the Jets play Steelers Sunday night.
Oh no, Jets do play the Steelers. They do play. Sorry.
So, okay. We can get him a base package of plays. We can install the offense. Obviously him and Aaron will go back and forth through signals. So like he can play a, a rotational role, right?
Series.
And so you can do that with anybody that you trade for at the receiver position. Is, hey, here are the base plays. Here's our terminology, our verbiage. You get a couple practices in. Hey, let's get you out there for 15 snaps, and then we'll increase the workload as the season goes along. So you'd either make the trade today or tomorrow. I don't, like, for the Chiefs' sake, I think they want to see their offense for another game or two against the 49ers. Now, again, if someone says, hey, we'll give, and based on Amari Cooper, Devontae Adams, man, we take a fourth right now for Deontay Johnson. Hey, maybe you don't hang up the phone. Maybe you maybe you figure it out now sooner rather than later. But I think most teams will play off of this. It'll help the conversations, or it'll, you know, temper it to some degree. You get another game or two in, and then, yeah, because of the deadline, the interest will obviously, you know, ignite again. But I don't – unless you're a seller, unless you're the Carolina Panthers, and you can say based on that deal with the Cleveland Browns, we now know what we can sort of get or what our framework is, then outside of that, I do think it's probably going to be later towards the trade deadline than the action sort of carrying us through the week.
Do you think that this defense is better than last year's? It's playing better than this defense was playing in week five last year. That's inarguable. Is it a better defense than last year's defense?
I have crunched some numbers, fellas.
Oh.
It's a moderate sample size.
Okay.
So let's keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. It's a moderate sample size. You do play the 49ers, a quality team with a good quarterback, good head coach, good scheme.
Good weapons.
Yep. And so we will obviously revisit this next week. But through five games, this is a better defense.
Yeah.
This is a better defense, kids. Couple reasons why. They don't miss tackles. As I've put in The Athletic, when a team has chosen to give the ball to the running back, you know, the guy who's supposed to break tackles, get extra yards, keep you ahead in the chains, the Chiefs have only missed 14 tackles all year against running backs.
That's really low.
That's low for a five-game sample. Everybody's been healthy, which is a big key. Charles Omenihu could come back in the next month. And if he is anywhere to his level – at some point from last season, then all of a sudden the pass rush gets better. Chris Jones doesn't have the same sack numbers, I believe, through five games.
I can watch it. My eyes will tell me the story there.
He is dominating people, right? And he didn't miss the first game of the season like last year. I think if you want to argue that they're not as good as last year, your two factors, I believe, are not having L'Jarius Sneed, okay? Because we kind of knew by this time last year, man, they just
still great against number one wide receiver.
Yeah, they just snuffed like Justin Jefferson, right? Like, that's crazy. All right. You know, Tyreek Hill was coming along the way later in the season in Germany, but they were already starting to demonstrate that, like, your number one receiver is not going to do anything against us last year. And obviously, that's L'Jarius Sneed. And then I think the second thing is, too, there's some slight slippage with Justin Reed in terms of production, in terms of coverage ability against tight ends. And I'm not to say that, like, Justin can't get back to his.
I still think some of that might be the missed camp.
True. Yeah, he did miss pretty much all the camp and all of the preseason with a quad injury. He's been the one player where you could notice, like, again, slippage, a little, like, deterioration. But, again, he has between now and the end of the regular season to get back to where he was in the postseason, because he was excellent in the postseason. Those are the only two things I could say, like, maybe. But all these guys are in the third year of the system, everybody that's starting. Of that 2022 draft class, Karloftis, McDuffie, Chenal, Brian Cook, like, they're all playing really well. They have no injuries. And so pretty much anything is at their disposal from a schematic standpoint, because we can put Trick McDuffie anywhere on the field. We can line Chris Jones up anywhere on the defensive line. And, oh, by the way, Leo Chenal, just go run into that guy's face to set up a blitz for somebody else.
We have Nate Taylor from The Athletic, our Chiefs insider, hanging out with us here on 96.5 The Fan. You mentioned Charles Omenihu. We know how dominant he was when he was healthy last year. Of course, he's coming back from an ACL injury. At one point in time, I think preseason, everybody thought the Raiders game in a couple weeks was the target, but the practice window hasn't even been opened up yet. What are you hearing? Is this going to be just a real cautious approach because of how long of a season they know they have? It's about the playoffs. Could this be closer to Thanksgiving?
Yes. I don't know if it'll be closer to Thanksgiving, but I think to your point, Alex, like, yes, they will probably be cautious about this just because of his injury and the fact that they're winning right now and the most important games are coming up later in the season. So, you know, if we're looking a month out, that puts you right after the game against the Denver Broncos on November 11th, which puts you right in the range for perhaps against Josh Allen having a rotational pass rusher, maybe a third down guy in Charles Omenihu, just to get his feet wet, get him back into the mix against the Buffalo Bills on November 17th. So, I don't think he's going to play against the Raiders. I do think, you know, for someone who has had their window open up, and Andy Reid didn't say it yesterday, but he kind of said it. I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire will be available in uniform against the San Francisco 49ers.
Are they going to have four active running backs?
Well, what do you do with Carson Steele?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Now their roster is a little bit, you know, fluid because they didn't bring up any receivers off their practice squad. So if they keep five receivers and maybe you have maybe three tight ends, then of course you could have four running backs, depending on, again, who's active, who's not active. But at least I think Clyde will be available.
Okay.
At least that's the way it's trending at this moment. If you don't want to put him against the Bills because you might want to save that card for perhaps a potential postseason game, then okay. Charles Omenihu, I have a great opponent for you on November 24th at noon.
Oh, is that Carolina?
The Carolina Panthers.
That's okay. A great game to get loose. I mean, get a little working, get a stretch.
You might see some action in the fourth quarter. You know, just to get you in rhythm, just to let you see how the speed of the game is again. You know, just stay healthy. But hey, you might be out there in the second half against these Carolina Panthers.
Might be Bryce Young again at that point. Chris, I don't know.
Who the hell knows?
Maybe Bryce Young's playing at that point.
Complete disservice to that. By
Deontay
the way.
Johnson playing his old team. That'd be fun. Deontay Johnson will play against his old team a few weeks after being traded to Kansas City. Great.
Sure. Since we're talking about injuries, what is the most optimistic timeline on Hollywood Brown? The worst timeline is he doesn't play at all, right?
Right. I think
that's still on the table, that there's a chance he wouldn't even be available for this team at all.
Correct.
What's the most optimistic timeline? I understand it has to be 100% healed.
Yes.
And confident of no re-injury before they put him on the field. Is there even a chance he'll play?
Yeah, and the ability of practice. And, you know, Andy Reid's a traditional coach. You're not going to just, like,
step on the field after no practice for 3 months.
Correct. So I want to say either December 21st against the Houston Texans at home.
Okay.
Yeah, best case scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
Or... if you just want to be extra
playoffs,
precautious because of the injury and again getting acclimated back to football, all right, maybe against the Steelers on Christmas Day in Pittsburgh, or
that feels like a terrible place to come back from an injury.
It does, but like that might be the last chance you get to catch a pass from Mahomes where the season isn't literally on the line, because you know, based on the way they're playing right now, they're against their record. Obviously, the Bills game will have some importance. The Texans game will have some importance.
Of course.
But Patrick Mahomes might not play on week 18, January 5th, against the Broncos in Denver. He just might not play that game because your playoff seed may already be determined. You could run some routes for Carson Steele. Or not Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz. Wildcat.
Yes. Woo! But the best case is one of those last three games of the regular season.
Nate Taylor from The Athletic, we appreciate you. Text line did remind me the other day, Cody was pulling up search history on his computer.
Uh-oh.
My computer.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
This is a shared computer.
His computer in front of him.
I have nothing to do with this.
And the search history, first Google search was OnlyFans, and he tried to say, well, Nate Taylor sits there when he's with Carrington. He said that.
Come on, Nate. Come on.
This has been missing. Mischaracterized.
That is a Dusty Likens production, right?
Text line, thank you for the reminder on that. Nate, good to see you, man, and we'll talk to you later. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.